Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up? How was your extended weekend?
It was good. It was good. It was good. Had a blast yesterday watching Tommy play football. First time I got to see him this year because it's stupid. Game Day Uncensored. Not that it's stupid. It'll be on later today. Okay. But it has conflicted entirely with his season, which has sucked. But I got to see him yesterday in action, which was cool.
My question is, as a organization as a whole, why would you have an NFL-sponsored event during football?
It's a mystery.
You're almost hurting yourself. That's Look, more people that'd be watching the games, right?
They're trying to find a couple of players to play Sundays from now, so I guess they're taking the hit. But I have thought that the entire time. I don't understand it.
Like, you play on Saturday.
Yep.
You play them all on Saturday.
I know. I don't get it.
Why would you do anything to damage the viewership of your prize business mention?
I don't know. Lord knows people could be missing Panthers Giants in Germany. Is that what they had yesterday?
Dude, look.
The poor Germans.
That was bad. Okay. What's going on in Chicago is 1,000 times worse.
I don't know. There's a lot of people who have awards right now. There's a lot of people coming for that title right now.
See, but here's the thing. I'm not even putting the Jets in that. Because I never thought they were that what everybody said they were from the beginning of the year. So it's not a surprise to me.
Dude, they had yesterday, you had Mike Williams. How hilarious. Mike Williams catches the game, the go-ahead touchdown for the Steelers, and Aaron Rodgers can't get to the hundy mark for basically most of the game.
And it was crazy because it's not like, I know that feeling, right? I know that feeling of what Mike Williams experienced, right? Going from a team that is not going anywhere anytime soon to go into a team that ain't never had a losing record since that coach got there.
That's crazy.
I know. Believe me, when I got to Minnesota, It's like, and then you go in there and anything you can contribute is gravy. Because you weren't in their plans from the get-go.
Yep.
So you can just relax and go play.
It was it was an interesting day yesterday for sure. But yeah, the Jets. Oof. I mean.
And guess what? Here's the other thing. Okay. I'm going to tell you this. And I've said this to you over and over again. That just because your team did something last year, don't mean it just transfers over to the following year.
Sure.
Okay. So just like you were just like all Jets fans were telling me, we signed these three offensive linemen. Our offensive line going to be better. I said, and what if your defense is worse? Because they had a very good year last year. Now, and the defense is terrible. The defense can't stop nobody. And your offensive line is still giving up a ton of sacks. So, I don't know.
That might just be because one of their QB is one of the old. He can't run anymore.
Well,
every game he's running to that blue tent.
Yes. I mean, but and to even put it on Aaron Rodgers. Listen, I'm not gonna put it on somebody you offered to get $50 million a year. Because I don't know nobody's going to say no. But at the same time, why all of a sudden do we just disregard being 40 and coming off an Achilles injury? Like, oh, but it's Aaron Rodgers. No. Football don't work like that. Sports doesn't work like that. The injury is the injury. And you get older, the injury is a little bit worse.
Oof.
So now he looks like he looks. And everybody's shocked. But the fact of the matter is you look back and go, oh, well, he is 40 and he is coming off an Achilles injury.
Wild, man. Yeah, week 10 NFL season wraps up tonight. Miami Dolphins taking on the LA Rams. We, of course, have Game Day Uncensored coming your way 4 p.m. today. And we'll get you ready for the Dolphins. It's they're either going to be right
Can
there
I ride with Detroit or is that too much?
Do you what with Detroit?
Can I ride with Detroit now? Or what is that too much?
You ride
I did
with
play
them.
In Michigan.
No, that's too bandwagon.
What? Yeah, that's what I just asked you, is it too much?
Your college affiliation allows you to bandwagon? What is that?
I lived there for 4 years.
All right.
Yeah, dude. No, that's I mean, I'm not going to say no.
No. I was just like, they're so fun to watch.
No, you got a team. You can go with the Ravens or the Vikings. You have teams. You have options.
Yeah. I do. But like, see, here's the thing. If I'm a Browns guy, I can't really be a Ravens guy. Even though Ravens keep sending that merch.
Yeah, I was about to say, the amount of swag you're wearing says otherwise. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't like, I'm in like, it's not like a New Yorker coming down to Florida, right? This is something totally the trying to say I'm a Baltimore fan and a Cleveland fan just ain't gonna cut it. And I understand.
It's not your fault they moved.
But you don't pick sides against the family. Well, I don't care. You, dude, hey, there ain't.
Tell the equipment guy to pick up the business then over in the Cleveland.
Hey, I've got to send me some more merch.
You know? What are we
but
doing?
You can only have so much orange in your True. I got plenty of Browns merch.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock. The Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Last night, the Heat defeat the Timberwolves 95-94. Nikola Jovic with the bucket and the foul.
Can we give this
7 seconds left?
What a great drop by awesome! Because you know what they were saying was that wasn't an option, but they had a lot of movement behind that if it didn't work out.
Yep.
And they ran it with the right guy because all of Minnesota looked at it and said, "Who's gonna cover that guy? Get Tyler Hero."
Yep. Tyler's been killing it. And not only that, but Nico, he got benched yesterday. He got sent out of the starting lineup, banished, and he killed it. Probably had his best game of the season.
Right.
Best game of the season. The Panthers over the weekend, they beat the Flyers 4-3 in a shootout. Panthers always got us, baby. Panthers always got us.
Are we taking them for granted?
Probably.
Because with all the other sports going on.
Probably.
And it's the end of the season. Are we not paying attention? Because I tell you what, I just scrolled through the scores after the Panthers play, and I just look at it and say, how much did they win by? I don't even like.
They went 4-3 in a shootout against the Flyers. Bob standing on his head in overtime. You know, just cats. Just typical cat behavior. Inter Miami, though, their season's over.
Oof.
They lost. Oof.
Kind of seemed like the refs were on our side, too, and we still kind of blew that.
Well,
I literally saw us push a goalie, and they're like, nah, no card. Totally fine.
Sorry.
Man. That's soccer.
That's soccer, dude. You guys love this sport.
How does this affect Messi's legacy?
I'm pretty sure he's still rich.
That's true. Handsome.
The Marlins, they finally have their manager, Clayton McCullough. He was at the Dodgers for the last 4 years.
Sounds like a winner.
Wait. If I may.
Sure.
Why would you sign somebody off of a staff that comes from an organization that is used to spending all the money in the world to get what they want?
Yeah.
To come here and pinch pennies.
Mookie Betts is the best coach he's ever had. For what it's worth.
I'm just like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
I understand.
Philosophically, it doesn't seem like it's a good match. Nobody else wanted the job, so.
Yeah, he was third choice, so. At the very least that we know of. And we'll get into this coming on up. The Canes, the bill was due. The bill was due. They lost to Georgia Tech. Oof. They dropped to 12 in the AP poll. We'll talk about it coming on up. It's a Monday Rewind brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power capability and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Take a break. We'll get into that Canes loss coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
The old do like pureed food, though.
She can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Cool way to listen to WQAM, the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As we got Monday Night Football tonight, the Miami Dolphins taking on the LA Rams. Looks like the big thing we're going to be watching out for tonight, Leroy, is Tyreek Hill and his wrist apparently is flaring up a little bit. So we have to see what his status is. It's been reported nationally that it's, quote, up in the air for tonight. This is something he's been dealing with apparently since the joint practice against the Commanders this summer. So something that is not exactly getting better for the Cheetah. So we got to keep an eye on that.
So you're saying that doesn't bode well for my over.
I don't know if it does or it doesn't. I'm just telling you, you know, I think he'll probably play. I mean, he wasn't like put as doubtful or anything like that, but just keep an eye on it, Froggy.
He's bionicle, though, if that's a word. I've seen him go to the locker room like, oh, this guy's done. He just tore his ankle. And then he comes back like running. And then
he gets his fluids.
He's good. Oh, the cramps. So good.
Yep.
Does do a lot of running.
Yep, he sure does. Another team that did a lot of running, Georgia Tech. They ran all over the Miami Hurricanes.
Oof.
28-23. It's always Georgia Tech, dude. It's Georgia Tech.
You know what? It's not even it's always Georgia Tech. It's
always Georgia Tech, though.
It's, well, because they do the best job of exposing Miami, and that is running the football and taking a whole bunch of guys on one side of the ball and having them do more looking than reacting. And one of the things that I've said about that is, of all the games that I've watched this year, that was the most undisciplined. And here's why. Because on defense, you have rules. Okay? Those rules are in place to be able to combat just about anything that you will face. What do we know about the ends? Contain. Their job is to contain. Turn the play inside. When you see a defensive end get outflanked, right, he's not doing his job. When you see during the course of that game a number of times where they just ran the ball outside without no resistance out there, with no containment, somebody's not doing their job, because that is rule number one for a pass rush, for a running game, is to not let anybody outside of you. And time again, guys were running around, moving around, looking, trying to make a play, and not adhering to their responsibilities on the defensive side of the ball. So you got those gashes. And the triple option, even more so, you got to have your you have to.
That's old school. Yeah, that whole.
But there's the rules of defense still apply.
Yeah.
And so regardless of what defense or what offense they triple option, I don't care. Right? When you see a pass rush and a quarterback scrambles, what is the first thing you hear on TV? That outside guy has to keep him in the pocket. You got to contain him. Don't let him roll out. And so to watch that over and over and over again,
it was brutal. I mean, like that 11-minute drive that they had to go up for the first time in the game. I'm just like, this is just such a killer, because, you know, it's such a smart thing to keep the Canes offense off the field. But
they suck the life out of the football. They go
nine for 14 on third downs. The Canes just couldn't convert in those situations. But I think the ones that killed me the most, dude, what was it, like third and 17 or something like that? I'm like, everybody knows they got the stupid – They have the one quarterback that's just there to pass. That's all he's there for. Shoo! Right down the middle. I'm like, are you?
Spoiler alert, dude. He's going to throw it.
Yeah, he's going to throw it. Nope. Can't contain it. Diced you up. And it's just one of these things where it's like, they spent the entire last month and a half playing with fire. You've gotten down double digits in every single one of these games.
You knew it was coming.
You had to know, well, there was going to be one of these times where, hey, Cam Ward's magic was going to run out at some point.
It's not even that it ran out. He didn't have time.
No, I mean, he fumbled at the end.
Well, yeah.
I thought for sure, dude, when he got that one ball, I'm like, oh, he's going to win it. He's going to do it. Nope. I went out. I was just like, oh. The bad thing was, I was on my way to a party, and so I was listening to it on QAM. And I'm thinking, you know, Josie, yeah, he's setting it up. He's setting up. He's doing all the drama. And then it's just like, he fumbles. I'm like, oh, no. And then the worst part was, I walk in to the party, and they got it on the big screen. And I'm like, wait, they got the ball back? This thing was on such a damn delay. I was like,
no way, dude.
I'm like, wait a minute. Because I genuinely thought, I was like, I walk in, and I tell these people on the couch, I'm like, they get the ball back? And nope. As soon as I said that,
fumble again.
Everybody looked at you like, what are you talking about? What do you mean
get the ball back? Never mind.
Dude, he does that with everything.
God. Never mind.
If we're watching something, he's always ahead on the draft.
What a
he's
spoiler, ahead. Dude.
I don't know what kind of...
It was there was a big delay, dude. I mean, I was listening. I know that on the radio we're ahead, but I mean, we were way ahead on the stream. It was crazy. Crazy. We got Eddie. Eddie wants to talk Canes. Is he a Noles fan? Because if he is, I'm going to hang up on him.
Man, Hey, you shout out. Hey, brother. Listen, brother. Huh? I know Leroy and Channing Crowder are both NFL players. Miami failed that game when it was in the second quarter. I think it was second quarter. They had three timeouts. I was still at work. It was three timeouts. They went for the three. You know they only lost by 7 points, bro. If you take by everything they did, they only lost by 7 points, bro. I hated everything they did. It was bad coaching.
Well, so you're saying you thought that they lost when they went for the field goal to go up 10-7?
No, it was 10-7, and it was 3 points. 3 points. All they had to do was just get 3 points.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they had the ball back. You had four. And be honest with you, you had four timeouts because you had 2 minute warning. Then the defense was playing good. All you had to do was to play some more defense, bro. 3 points, bro. You lost by 7 points, dog.
They lost by 5 points.
Tell me I'm lying.
I got you, buddy. All right. See you, Eddie.
So I get what he's saying.
Is that Eddie drunk? You did?
Yeah. No, I understand. But here's the deal, Eddie. And here's why I'm not going to blame the coaching for that. Is at some point as a coach, you got to try to take all the opportunities given to you. So when you look at the other side of the ball, at what point are you saying, man, we're not stopping anybody. We got to get touchdowns. Versus you saying, our defense is locking them down. All points are a premium. That's the decision that the coach has to make. So by going for it, to me, it said he knows our defense can't stop them.
I get what you're saying, but the thing is, when you've had two things that have been really successful for you, I mean, one of them is handed off to Martinez, and then two, you got Cam Ward. Like, I'm going to take my chances with that a lot. Like, cause right, I know. And ultimately, like, look, ultimately, as much as they were playing with fire, they did get it back at the end. And so with a chance to win the game and look, the kid's been a magician all year. You give him, I mean, how many of us would have said like coming into this thing, hey, Cam Ward's going to have a drive to win the game at the end of it. I mean, like, of course you're going to take that. He's pulled it out. How many games in a row? Kid's a magician.
But again,
they were bad at converting it all game.
But again, the problem is, you can't keep playing that game. Like to say, oh, Cam Ward fumbled and we didn't. Like you shouldn't even be in that situation over and over and over again because you're asking for it. You know, and him fumbling was terrible for the game, but. The fact of the matter is that you expect him to be able to do it every single week? You can't be in those situations every week, week after week after week.
Yeah, because there's too many variables for it.
Right, exactly.
But in the end, like if you're gonna say for a situation, like would you want anybody else in the country in that situation? Right. Of course not.
Of course. You like the fact that you had a chance at the end with him, with Cam Ward, right? You love the fact that you had an opportunity. However, you can't. How far are you going to go being in this situation every week? So it doesn't matter who you play.
Yeah, it's too much of a roll of the dice.
It doesn't matter who you play. Like Cal, Virginia Tech. Like, it didn't matter. So, like, yeah, if you come across a team that's playing that kind of offense, meaning that they're going on 10, 12 play drives, running the football down your throat, wearing you down, that is a hard team to beat simply because you can't just, you know,
there's been too many routes to get to where they are. And I think it's been, you know, you get big, down big, obviously, against Cal. Duke, you had it, and then all of a sudden they rally to put you down, which was kind of crazy. And then this one, it was basically dictated on their terms because they smacked you right in the mouth. And I think that's, you know, for old Mario to go out there and be like, what the f?
Right.
It's like, dude, you're giving up 300 on the ground? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, but it was a tough 300.
They were tough. They were tough.
They earned it.
Right. And here's the other part of that. That was supposedly the biggest change going into the beginning of the year.
Right.
It was how tough they were going to be. And the offensive line looks tough. The offensive line, you've been running the ball well. Your running backs look tough. That defense hasn't stopped anybody all year.
No.
Nobody.
Although I will say, I could do without 900 targeting reviews. I mean, like, Jesus, can these, like, just make me the arbiter of targeting, okay?
I know
what targeting is.
Anytime there's a hard hit, if the guy wobbles on the ground a little bit or then they go to targeting.
It's right? So stupid.
It can't just be a hard hit.
Like, they're both diving for things and they're both trying to get a stop. That's not targeting. It's football. Do we know the difference between football and targeting?
No, because they didn't play.
This is crazy to me. We sit here for 9 minutes. They're like, I don't know about this one, Grant. All right.
Here's where targeting becomes a problem. When you're running with the football, somebody comes to tackle you. Your first inclination is to drop your head.
Yeah.
Now, that guy already has an aim point. But when you drop your head, then that creates helmet-to-helmet contact. And it's not really on the guy that's coming to hit you because his aiming point was at your chest. And so you're getting a lot of targeting penalties or checks because the offensive player thinks that he should drop his head and get in a defensive mode, and that creates the helmet-to-helmet.
The thing that just worries me about it is
science.
One, what?
That was like science. That was a good breakdown. What? That was
I'm telling you, as a person that runs a football, whenever you see somebody coming at you, you're not thinking, let me raise my head up and let him hit me in my chest.
Of course.
You're thinking about let me drop down, crunch down, protect everything, and it ends up being helmet to helmet.
I just think of the whole thing. First of all, it's a ridiculous penalty. Like the idea that you get kicked out of the game and then you have to miss half a game. It is crazy.
Right. With all these moving targets.
It's crazy. It is the nuttiest rule in the sport.
That rule is not for the players.
Oh, it's to look good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's completely to look good. Right. It annoys the holy hell out of me.
And it's our fault that they did it. It's our fault that we want to understand what football is. But when they were constituting these things, everybody was like, oh, yeah, something to protect the hit. You can't do it. And there has to be somebody that's reviewing these things that's smart enough to understand that here's where his aim point was and he dropped his head. Now, here's the problem with it. And here's where targeting gets called. Because nobody goes to tackle like this. When they go to tackle, they drop their head too and hit you with the crown of the helmet. That's basically what tackling was. You put the crown of your helmet in his chest. So now you drop your head, he drops his head, and it becomes a penalty. When in actuality, I mean, I would like to see these guys who make these calls go make a tackle on a moving object. And keep in mind, your ass could get knocked out too if you go in there trying so hard not to, you know, get a penalty. Then you end up getting hurt.
The only thing I'm worried about out of this game is because, you know, first of all, Mario out of the bye week, not great. And, you know, they got this game coming up against Wake Forest. It's like, it's all still in front of them. Like, look, they win these last two games. They got the inside track to get to the championship game. They win the tiebreakers. So it's all right there for them. I'm not going to lie. Like, knowing how they've been playing with fire and then the idea that they got a bye week for this guy, I almost wish they could get right back after it instead of sulking in it for a week.
Here's the other problem. The ACC championship is going to be with a real offensive team. Yeah, if it stands out the way it is now, it'll be Miami, SMU.
And Miami.
And Miami.
If Miami can win their last two.
Right. They are a good offensive team.
Oh, yeah.
Not a tricked up offensive team, not a triple option team, but they're going to throw the ball all over the place.
Yep.
So,
old Rhett Lashley's Mustangs.
Yep. So, the good news is it didn't ruin your season. The bad news is that everybody who watched that tape is now going to say, here's a defense that doesn't, that we can get. If we just have a lot of movement, motion, counter action and stuff like that, we can get them all over the field.
We'll take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins are back in action tonight against the Los Angeles Rams. Tyreek Hill is a game-time decision with a wrist injury. His agent was on WSVN last night saying that he's going to do everything he can to play. Would not reveal if he's going to need surgery maybe in the offseason to fix this wrist. They're going to keep that, as he said, in-house. But, you know, obviously.
Probably means yes, right?
Probably. It didn't sound like no.
Usually when you don't need surgery. But here's the deal. Sometimes you don't fully understand what you can get a full understanding of what the issue is based on that comment. And in your wrist, there's a lot of small bones and stuff like that. So I would say by him not saying it, he probably going to need some kind of procedure.
Speaking of procedure, Austin Jackson is out tonight with a knee injury. He may need a cleanup, but the Dolphins will be without their starting right tackle.
We call that in the business a debriefment.
But Julian Hill anytime touchdowns are back.
I got some good value with a OBJ anytime touchdown. Good luck. But, hey, if he does, season's turning around, baby. I was right the whole time.
So now you believe him because he got his 3 catches for 15 yards?
Worth the money, baby.
Wow.
Look at that.
I never thought about it like that.
He looked a little more nimble last week, if I'm being honest.
He did look more nimble. I agree with you.
Looked like he was. And now we got a little wrist injury going on. This is a perfect game for him to score.
So you think that this opens things up for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think the Dolphins, OBJ, and my hot takes are on the comeback.
Seems like Ribbit Craycraft is going to be back too, Frog Boy.
But objectively, that's a point.
Point for Toby!
The intangibles wonder.
If Craycraft scores before OBJ or Julian Hill, will you be upset?
No, I'm probably going to throw a little on River tonight, too.
Okay. Wait, he just upped it. Wait, you don't want to let none of that sneak by him.
Nah. I'm going with both.
Yeah. You know, if you combine it with a Dolphins win, you get true value right there.
Ooh,
two legs. Just two legs. Just saying.
I'm a little nervous about tonight's game, man. I think this is a Rams.
This Rams team's
got talent.
Running the table.
Here's the problem with the Rams. They do a lot of the same stuff in the middle of the field that you do. So this game is either going to go one of two ways. Either because everybody's so used to seeing it from their own team, they're going to lock everybody down, or it's going to be a shootout. You see what I'm saying? And I'm trying to figure out what it's going to look like, because I know for a fact, no matter how bad the Rams have been, Puka Nacua and who's the other?
Cooper Kupp.
Always get their numbers.
I'm sorry. Yep. Is that the first time you haven't called him Pikachu?
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to earn your respect for sure.
He did punch a dude right in the face last week and got kicked out of the game.
That's literally what it's
like. I'm trying to at least give him respect, say, I do know his name. So I put it out there, but now I'm going to just call him Pikachu. So people know I do know his name, and I do respect him as a hell of a player.
Yeah.
But I still want to call him.
Their offense, well, that's the thing, is they've got their two weapons back, and their offense looks like the Rams again. Like, they won three straight. Those guys are getting their numbers.
And the Dolphins numbers have picked up too. But I don't know how good either one of these defenses are. I know the Dolphins have issues with injuries and stuff like that, but the Rams without Aaron Donald have still put up some resistance.
Yeah, well, they also, I mean, like, they're getting a lot more out of their rookie. Like, Jared Verse, who was a couple picks before Chubb. Like, that kid's, he's probably in the running for defensive rookie of the year. Like, he's been a monster, you know?
And here's the thing that I also know, that McVay is, I won't say not as patient or more patient than Mike McDaniel, but he knows how to maneuver during the course of a game a little bit better because he's been doing it. You understand what I'm saying? So if he sees a look on the field, or he sees something, like, he can adjust and move through that offense a little bit quicker than Mike McDaniel has over the last. Now, he's gotten better this year, but he hasn't had the players.
Right.
So, like, it's just, can the Dolphins win?
I think they can win, especially if they play like they did last week.
Correct.
But I don't think this is I don't think this is one of those games where, like, your Dolphins, you're like, oh, the Rams, they're not that good. It's like,
they're way
good enough to kick your ass. Like, you can't think you're walking in there and you're going to breeze through this thing, because they'll make you look silly. I think one thing that's probably going to be helping the Dolphins is they've taken on, like, really mobile quarterbacks the last 3 weeks. So
at least you get to
face a statue, but he's a statue that could carve you up.
Right. Right. So that, and by the way, if I may, we talk about the Dolphins not being able to beat Arizona. Did you see what the Jets did to Arizona?
Oh, dude.
Are you really going to do this?
Cardinals are fun.
I mean, I'm telling you, every time Kyler Murray takes off and runs around outside, in my head, Benny Hill music goes on.
Doesn't even pump his arms.
Just like,
he's trying, like, they're just not long enough to move that fast.
Right. They're too close to his shoulders.
They got their ass.
And then he's got a hose.
Oh, he does. He's got a real piss whistle on him. What? That's what.
Well, he was a baseball player though, so that makes sense.
He got drafted. Didn't he get drafted in the first round baseball?
By the A's. Everybody was.
Him and he took the route of John Elway.
Yeah.
Except John Elway, people don't realize John Elway said, I think if he was going to get drafted by Baltimore. I think Baltimore was still in Baltimore, that he was going to play baseball. And that's how he ended up in Denver.
Crazy, man. We'll take a break. Got some salty things around the NFL we got to get to, man. People are mad. Woof. We got some. We are getting to that point of the year where people are looking to get fired or whatnot.
You know, you ever notice it's always centered around the same organizations?
Yeah.
So if I tell you, where is the most dysfunction right now? Give me three teams right off the top of your head.
Cowboys, Jets,
Raiders.
Yeah. No, the Raiders is expected. Giants.
Giants.
Right.
True.
I don't want to wake up tomorrow and the Panthers have more wins than the Dolphins. I don't want
We get to the middle of the season, and you always know you're going to have Cowboys, Giants, and Jets as your go-to conversations.
We'll take a break here on the show. We'll bring you some sound from the NFL. Dolphins in action tonight against the Rams. Take a break back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Every time I see him run, I think the Benny Hill music should be playing.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.